thank you for downloading this episode of Squabblebox right here on the Trending Topics Network. Squabblebox is a live, interactive entertainment show that airs on Siren 107.3 FM every Monday and Thursday between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. Throughout the show, we like to get your views and opinions on many different topics. You can get in touch throughout the week if you're listening to the podcast repeat by going to @Squabblebox on Twitter, squabblebox@sirenonline.co.uk on the email, or our Facebook fan page, Squabblebox. The music that you hear on the show has had to be edited for legal reasons on the podcast. Stay tuned, we love hearing from you, and let's get started with the show. Stop by the Spice Girls. We are Squabblebox, your interactive entertainment show right here on Siren FM. It's 11 a.m. We're going to be with you until 1 p.m. and we have a packed show for you this week. My name's Kai Valentine. I'm here as always with the wonderful Miss Maisie Anderson. And let's get straight into it because we have a Can You Believe That today, and it's a huge one. For people who have never listened to our show before, Can You Believe That is the segment that we do every Thursday where we say, can you believe that something happened in the news this week? And the big news story of the week is that we have a new Prime Minister. Theresa May is the leader of the government now, and she's been announcing her new cabinet throughout the night and into this morning. In the last half an hour, we have found out, as you'll have heard in the news, that Michael Gove and Nicky Morgan have been sacked from government, and we'll keep you updated with the with the cabinet as the show goes on. But I think that it's really interesting, isn't it, Maisie?
It is interesting, but Kai.
Yes.
I have not a better, but a different. Can you believe that?
But Maisie, what can be more important than the government being formed right before our eyes whilst we're on air this morning?
Pokemon Go has been released in the UK.
Pokemon Go has
been released in the UK.
Oh wow. Oh wow.
I am so happy. I am so ridiculously happy about this.
Let's explain this to the listeners at home, is that myself and Maisie have arrived at the studio this morning. I've been following on the BBC News app. There's a live feed of the May's cabinet and Theresa May appointing a new cabinet of office. And Maisie has been following a slightly different feed on the BBC News website, haven't you?
It's not even on the BBC News website. I'm on the official Pokemon Go Lincoln page.
So amazing. What's going on? What is Pokemon Go?
Okay, Pokemon Go has been released in several countries over the past few days, week. I think it's been over about a week. It's been released in the US, New Zealand, Canada, and Germany.
Yes.
Yesterday, I believe. And many others, obviously. But it hasn't been in the UK. It was meant to come out last weekend. But because of the overwhelming amount of people who wanted it, when it was first released in other countries, they had to pause it for a little while to be able to adapt some of their systems so that it could hold more people.
And that is where we should point out that, yes, Pokemon Go has been released in the UK.
The first thing we saw when we came into the studio this morning.
We are now worried that you might turn off and not listen to us. Please don't, because
the server cannot handle the amount of people who have been trying to get on for the past hour.
So please do not go. people are trying to sign up right now, and it's causing a bit of a hassle. So if you listen to us for the next hour and 50 minutes or so, and then at 1 o'clock, you can all go download the app, go search for your Pokemon, and see what happens. Now, we've talked about Pokemon a little bit in the past, Maisie.
We have indeed.
Now, I've admitted that Pokemon came out in the 90s. Which
surprised me. I thought it was much later.
However, I know a little bit about Pokemon. I'm not a big Pokemon. What do you call someone who's a Pokemon player? Like a Pokemon...
A Pokemon trainer.
Pokemon-eye.
Pokemon-eye. There's also the debate over how to pronounce Pokemon, which I think we go into... I think we've gone into this before.
Yeah, we have. But this next clip that I want to play is from episode... 28, so quite far back.
Whoa.
It might be 38, where we talked about Pokemon. It was on our first ever summer hashtag ask us anything. And let's hear how I responded when asked what my favourite Pokemon was. Now, this next question, Maisie, is from Christopher in Lincoln, and he says, who is your favourite all-time Pokemon and why? Now, I was never a Pokemon kid.
I was going to read out this question. I read it differently as, what is your favourite all-time Pokemon? Meaning, what's your favourite Pokemon game?
All right, well, first of all,
Do Pokemon
please, in
first.
You know, teach me, Maisie. I know nothing about Pokemon. I know Pikachu.
Everyone knows Pikachu.
And I know, I nearly said Bowser, but I think that's from Mario.
that's the Mario box, yeah.
Yeah.
He does look a bit like a Pokemon. To be fair, it's gotten to the point where anything can be a Pokemon. There is a Pokemon that is an ice cream. There is a Pokemon that is a giant nose. And there is a Pokemon which is literally a set of keys. Anything at this point. Like, there used to be, like the whole point of, like, Pikachu is supposed to be, like, a mouse. And then, like, Bulbasaur's supposed to be a turtle, and Charizard's clearly a dragon. However...
Charizard, I do know that. He's the one with the fire.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. He's the one with the fire.
Yes, he's the one with the fire. That was us a few months ago talking about Pokemon. And I have done a little bit of research since then. Because Pokemon Go has obviously become such a massive thing. You have not been able to avoid it if you've been on any social media site over the past week.
My Facebook is flooded with pictures of people playing it.
And people have been playing it, and I know a lot of people have been finding it really, really cool. And it does sound like a really, really fun game. For people who don't know about it, it's different from the original games. The original games were on the original was on the Game Boy.
Yeah, they tend to be on portable devices, although there was a time when you could have some Pokemon... There was definitely a Pokemon game on the GameCube.
Yes.
Which I think is pretty much the only console game you could get Pokemon on.
And you used to go around, because I got a phone call off my dad last night, yesterday, saying, like, what is this Pokemon thing? Can you explain it to this Pokemon Go? And I was like, right, I'll try. I don't really know much about it.
It's basically what people have been asking for since 1995.
The original games used to be that you'd send in, you'd be on your Game Boy, and you'd go around, like, a little island or something, and you'd go catch the Pokemon within the game.
The whole point was to catch them all, meaning catch one of every variety of Pokemon. That was back when there was only 150. There are now 800 plus.
Wow.
I don't know what the exact number is, because with every new game, you get a new set of Pokemon.
But the difference with this Pokemon Go is that it's set in the real world.
Yeah, it's using your GPS, your current location, and your camera.
And you go out into the streets.
You actually go outside, which means it's a great time of year to have been released.
Yes.
Because it's a lovely day outside today, have you noticed?
It really is, yeah.
It's gorgeous.
We probably should do another weather report soon. But you go on. It's sunny.
So the whole idea is that you go out and you just find things in nature. You can find different Pokemon in different places, so you're more likely to find water types near the water, you're more likely to find grass types near fields,
which
stuff
is amazing
like that.
To me. I didn't realise that technology was ready.
Yeah, it's really surprising. It's pretty much what everybody's always been wanting, because the whole idea of Pokemon, it's such a, like, if you don't go too deep into the whole battling thing, it's quite a lovely idea to have new and interesting creatures everywhere.
Yeah.
And it makes it real.
Yeah.
In a virtual way. It's very strange.
Yeah, it does seem real. And we've had some funny stories come in from people, and we've seen it online from people who've had experiences whilst out catching Pokemon. Should we go into a few of those, Maisie?
Yeah, have you got any on you?
Yeah, there was one that I saw. It was a guy who was filming, talking to his girlfriend and explaining Pokemon.
Yes!
I don't know whether you saw this.
I have seen this.
And she was like, the highlight for me was when she turned around and said something that I'd have probably said a few months ago. That's, so who put them all out there?
There are too many theories about how Pokemon... in the Pokemon world develop.
Yeah, but he was just so, like, distraught and like disappointed.
I'm thinking of a different one.
She thought that like someone had gone out there and put these Pokemon out in the streets. Aww. For real, and it wasn't virtual. But any others?
There's one. I thought you were talking about a different one. There was one where because there's software on your phone where you can record what you're doing. So yes. this guy was recording, I don't know who it was, unfortunately. He was recording his game of Pokemon Go. He was out at night because at night time you can catch a different type of Pokemon. So it's all very complicated. So he was out trying to find nighttime Pokemon, and he was so distracted by trying to, because he was recording what he was doing. He was also talking about it. He was so distracted, he walked into a pond.
Oh, no.
He walked into a pond. His phone was fine, and he was fine. He found it very funny.
If you've had any funny experiences whilst out playing Pokemon Go so far, I know it's only been out in the UK about an hour.
Oh, but that hasn't stopped people.
Oh, no. So get in touch, let us know. And today we are talking all of... Because we haven't told everyone what our theme is for today.
It's all based around Pokemon Go, though.
Amazing to talk about Pokemon Go for
2 hours.
I
want to talk about Pokemon Go for 2 hours.
We are going to be talking about the 90s today, so you can get in touch in the many different ways. Let us know about your favourite memories of the 90s. Get in touch at Siren FM on Twitter, the email studio@sirenonline.co.uk, the Facebook fan page Squabblebox,
or you can text us at 077 97 800 716, or you can send us a message if you are listening via the Radio Player app.
Yes, get in touch. We love hearing from you. And this next song, Maisie,
was chosen by Kai, not me. I want to make that very clear.
Yes,
this is your choice.
Next, we have to play it, don't we?
We do.
Stay tuned to Siren FM. Catch them all. Pokemon.
To be fair, that's put me in the perfect mood to talk about the 90s, because my sister was obsessed with the anime.
Yes, we are Squawbox, your interactive entertainment show right here on Siren FM. Today we're talking all about the 90s to celebrate Pokemon Go being released in the UK about an hour and a half ago. Remember that the servers are really struggling at the minute, so...
I haven't checked the servers since we last spoke, but I will once my phone is charged.
Well, people should listen to us and then check out the game at 1 o'clock. So when everyone stop listening to us and they go play the game, it's going to crash again at 1 o'clock.
Probably, yeah.
So we are talking all about the 90s today. We've got loads to talk about.
Well, it was a full decade. We're talking about a full decade's worth of stuff.
What are your memories of the 90s? Now Maisie's going to go into her little bit of a rant here.
I'm not going to go into that much of a rant. The only problem I have is that I would consider myself a 90s child only because... I was born in the 90s, but I don't associate myself with the whole only 90s kids will remember this Facebook posts and Tumblr things. I sound like such an old woman. But basically, I get really annoyed that people suggest that if you're a 90s kid, then you will have never heard of any of these cool vintage things like Pokemon and Tamagotchi and and Yo-Yo.
Other
generations have had yo-yos for years.
Have people never heard of the yo-yo?
Apparently, if you weren't born in the 90s, you've never heard of a yo-yo. It's silly stuff like that. And I do sympathise a lot with my mum, because she's the one who had to deal with these fads.
Yeah. Just to clear everything up for you, because if people haven't listened to us before, we were born in the 90s.
We were born in the late 90s.
Yeah, you were born in 95.
Same year as Pokemon.
Yes, and I was born... You've ruined the quiz question for later, but you know...
Oh, have I actually?
No.
Oh, don't do that to me. I'm as old as this university that we're in, Lincoln University. I'm as old...
No, you're older.
I'm older than Lincoln University.
The university was created in 1996, the year that I was born.
So I'm older than this university. I'm the same age as Toy Story 1.
Yes.
And Pokemon. 95 was a good year to be born.
So we have memories of the 90s and we'll get into them as the show goes on. People can get in touch and let us know their memories of the 90s at Siren FM on Twitter, studio at sirenonline.co.uk on the email, the Facebook fan page Squabblebox.
Or you can text in at 077 97 800 716. Or if you are listening via the Radio Player app, you can send us a message through there.
Yes, you can. My mum sent a message in saying that her favourite memory of the 90s was me being born.
Aww.
Funnily enough, my sister was also born in the 90s, so I don't know what she's saying there. But from everything I've been told, I can't remember the day I was born. But
no.
From everything I've been told, it was quite a tough day for my mother. So
I think it's tough for most mothers.
I would assume so. But this is the funny thing, because it's sort of become a bit of a trend on the page now. My mum put that, and then Sam from Lincoln has put, thought I was born in 2008. And then Justin's put me too.
So you are
everyone
eight.
Thinks that I'm 8 years old, apparently.
To be
Do
fair,
I have that much of a childlike voice?
I don't think you have a childlike voice. I have a childlike voice. And it annoys me listening, because we were just listening to a highlight from a few weeks ago.
Yes.
And I hate the sound of my own voice.
Yeah. Now, I want to talk about... Oh, Maisie, what's your first... When you think of the 90s, what's your first memory?
My first memory of the 90s
is... That's not
is...
Pokemon.
My first memory of the 90s would probably be Nickelodeon.
Oh yes.
And back when Nickelodeon was bright and shiny.
Now this is what I find with childhood TV is that people turn around and go, "Oh yeah, cuz my childhood TV was better than your childhood TV."
I've had this argument with my mum, and I think, and I'm willing to have this argument with someone younger than myself as well, but I've not met anyone that I'm willing to have an argument with that didn't watch the same shows as I did, because
I've
still
had
too
an
young.
Argument with people who are older than me, because I appeared on a podcast. I hosted a podcast called 10 to 1 Pod last year, where we talked about the top 10 children's TV of my generation. I mentioned them, and people messaged in with their top 10 and said that mine were rubbish. But
well, this is the thing.
I have had arguments about children's TV and children's things with children as well, because I'm a big kid. I don't know whether I've mentioned it on the show before, but this isn't TV, this is games, because Spyro...
Oh, yes, you do get
90s,
annoyed about this.
My nephew, who's like, I think he's 10 now, maybe 11. Mm-mm. I think he's 11 now. But a couple of years ago, I had an argument with him about Spyro not being a Skylander.
He's his own
franchise.
This is the thing. After we had this conversation a few weeks ago, I actually went online to try and see if I can find any Spyro games.
Yes.
Especially for the PS2, because
so
we have
expensive
one.
Now.
They are so expensive.
I know.
They weren't.
The
they
PS1
weren't.
Games yeah. are really expensive now.
It's ridiculous.
It really is. I paid, because I bought a Crash Bandicoot game recently over the last few months for PlayStation 1, and that cost me like £12.
Yeah,
and
it's
I was
silly.
Like, that's amazing that can cost that much for something that's not even in... Well, it's not in circulation anymore, so that's probably
yeah,
why.
Yeah, that's one of the main reasons. I mean, I'm sure my dad has one of the original Spyro games somewhere if he hasn't thrown it away.
Yeah.
It is ridiculous, because vintage games are a thing now. It's gotten to the point where gaming's starting to become really popular.
Yeah.
Which means with modern gaming becoming popular... People who used to play games in the 80s and the 90s, all of those games are starting to resurface again because they're vintage and retro.
Yeah.
And that means that they're cool again, which is kind of awesome.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's great to see that things are becoming popular again. Like you mentioned Pokemon. This time
Pokemon's
last year,
always been popular, I'm sorry.
It's always been getting more and more popular. I've heard a lot of people say that, like, even as close as last year, they had the Mickey taken out of them for... liking Pokemon.
Maybe it's just my friends
and
then.
Yeah, I think you just sort of surround yourself with other Pokemon trainers.
Well, this is the thing. I have to admit, I watched the anime when I was a kid. I loved the anime as a kid because I was forced to watch it by my sister, so I decided just to enjoy it rather than complain about it. And from doing that, I've never actually played a Pokemon game.
No.
Until recently.
All right.
Until about a year ago, I've never played a Pokemon game. So I thought I'd start with X, because I was told it was easy.
Yes.
Because they have weird names, the generations of Pokemon. And I did got a three. I got a secondhand 3DS. I got a secondhand copy of Pokemon X. And I played it, and it has the weirdest storyline.
Yeah.
Where it doesn't seem to be really going anywhere, and it kind of forces you to go to places you don't want to. Because in reality, you want to find Pokemon, play with your Pokemon, train your Pokemon, finish the game. That's kind of the thing. But it keeps taking you off to side quests with a storyline that makes no sense.
Yeah.
Where basically someone decided that they were angry, so they wanted to destroy the world, and then you stop it. I can't even remember how you stop it. You just do.
Yeah.
It's the weirdest game.
I'm not sure either. I'm not a big Pokemon. I've never been a big Pokemon fan. Pokemon Go might get me into it. The only problem that I have with Pokemon Go is that I don't have a phone.
You don't have a smartphone.
I don't have a smartphone that has internet on it either. So that means that when I want to play it, I'll have to play it on my iPad. So I'm looking for Pokemon wherever there's a Wi-Fi connection.
So basically, you're going to be a campus squatter.
Yeah, I'm going to be going around campus. I'm going to be going to different places around Lincoln. We will mention about some of the Pokemon spots in Lincoln as soon as we find out about them. But we're not just going to talk about Pokemon today. We're talking all about the 90s. We've got plenty of messages in, so stay in touch. We're also going to be playing some 90s tracks today.
We are
so
indeed.
So you can get in touch in the many different ways on Twitter at SirenFM, on the email studio@sirenonline.co.uk, the Facebook fan page Squabblebox, the text message 07978007716. Get in touch and let us know all about your favourite memories of the 90s and send in some requests. Send some song requests that might have things to do with that were released in the 90s. Maisie, have we got another song lined up to go into?
We don't, but if you could tell me something, that'd be great.
Should we play some Oasis, Maisie? They're from the 90s. I like the Oasis.
Yeah, but which ones are from the 90s? How do you spell Oasis?
There's Wonderwall.
Is Wonderwall from the 90s?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Wonderwall came out in 1995.
You love Oasis.
I do love Oasis.
You especially love Wonderwall.
That we should go into them next. We're going to lie. So send us in some requests so that we've got some songs lined up to play.
Well, this is the thing. I was 5 when the 90s ended.
Yeah.
So I'm in the position where I only know, like, the Macarena from the 90s.
We've got one in sent in for later on in the show, which I think is going to be really funny if it's on the system. So this is Wonderwall by Oasis. Stay tuned to Siren FM. Yes, that was Wonderwall by Oasis. We are Squabblebox, your interactive entertainment show right here on Siren FM. Today we're talking all about the 90s and we're having such a good show so far. Maisie's very excited that Pokemon Go is out, but
I'm going to check it during the next song to see whether the server's okay.
So we've been asking you to get in touch and let us know all about your memories of the 90s, and we've got
an overwhelming response.
We've got so much. We've got one in from Sam in Lincoln who says, 90s, I could write so much here, but I have to say my most fond memory of the 90s was owning Ghostbuster toys. 1992 edition of the Fire Station was the best present ever from my parents. I got the Fire Station, the Trap and Ecto one for Christmas that year. It must have cost my parents and Nana their entire savings to make me smile Christmas Day with that bundle. The best part was emptying the tub of gunge through the roof, which then came through each floor, just like the pink gunge on the movie. Classic.
Hang on, they make Goosebumps toys?
Yeah, Ghostbuster toys.
Oh, it was Ghostbusters. Oh, I read that as Goosebumps.
No.
I love... Oh, no. Ghostbusters was the best.
Yeah.
And they've just remade it.
They have just remade
it. The first... It's interesting, though, because the first screenings have been done, and it's surprisingly positive. Most people are saying that it's sort of half and half.
Yes.
You either you're really not going to like it or you're going to really like it. Because the worry that a lot of people had was that it was going to be a carbon copy just with new characters posted on.
Yeah. I appeared on Siren on Topic. The new debate show here on Siren FM, where we talked about, I appeared with Jack.
Yeah, our little brother.
And
our little brother show.
And I spoke to them about sequels. That was the theme for that show. And I said to them, like, I think this
Ghostbusters isn't it's a sequel, but it's a reboot.
It's a reboot. But I said to them, like, this is... I think that this is a huge marketing ploy, and I think
the fact that the trailers weren't particularly good, and every time they were releasing something new, it made people more and more wary.
And people were putting out these really bad trailers because
horrible soundtracks.
And I believe that the reason why is because they knew that everyone would moan about it anyway.
Yeah, they already hit a lot of criticism just having female actors.
So let's just let people get the moaning out of the way, lower their expectations, and then when they turn up to the film and they find it hilarious and they love it, they go, oh wow, they tricked us all along. This was actually really good.
Yeah.
And I genuinely believe that. I know some people who are actually going to watch it tonight, and it's something that I will check out. I do still need to watch the original Ghostbusters.
Do you? First.
Yeah, I do. I've never seen it.
Oh, they're so good.
I've got it on DVD.
We'll watch it tonight.
Yeah.
Let's sit down and watch it tonight.
It might still be in Huddersfield, but if it's around, I will find a DVD version of it.
I'm pretty sure some streaming site has it.
Yes. Obviously, Netflix or Amazon or something.
I don't think Netflix has it, but possibly. Amazon might. But
we will see.
Either way.
We'll see. We've got lots of people mentioning about Ghostbusters, so we'll come back to that in a little bit. What's another memory of the 90s for you, Maisie? One for me was having a Tamagotchi.
Yes.
Now, I just want to check that Tamagotchis actually came out in the 90s.
I don't remember them being in the 90s because I would have been about 5 when the 90s finished.
Yes.
And I definitely didn't have one when I was 5.
They did come out in the 90s, 1996.
Yes. And then I think they just kept making them into the early noughties.
Yeah, I think that's right. Let's go with that. The first one was created in Japan in 1996, so we're going to talk about it. That counts.
Doesn't mean it came into the UK that time. Either way.
But I loved having a Tamagotchi as a kid. For people who don't know what a Tamagotchi is, Maisie, explain.
A Tamagotchi is a virtual pet.
Yes.
It is a little egg-shaped, little egg-shaped contraption on a bit of keychain. And it has a little screen, and it's just a little pixel friend.
And
you have to look after them. You have to clean up after them. You have to feed them. You have to play with them. And you can make them meet up with other Tamagotchis.
Do you know what year they were released in the UK, Maisie?
When?
Have a guess.
2003?
1997.
Okay, just a year after.
Yep, so we can talk
okay,
about it.
All I know is that my sister didn't get into them until the early 2000s.
I love them. I got one when I was a kid, a little bit older than one.
Yeah.
But I did have one, and I remember my dad and my mum bought me one because I'd got Pupil of the Week a certain amount of times at school, and they decided to go buy me one, and I loved it. And the one worry that you always had with a Tamagotchi is that it would die, because it could die, couldn't it?
It could, yeah. If you didn't look after it properly, it died.
Fictitious.
But then it gave you the option to reset it.
And there was then you had to get...
No Tamagotchis are being harmed in the making of this show.
And you used to have to go get like a screwdriver or a knife or something. Or a pin. And poke it in the back of the Tamagotchi machine.
To reset it.
How many times did you have to reset your Tamagotchi?
I think I did it a few times, and then I just left it. Because because it came up with a little egg with wings and a clock at the bottom. So I was just like, it'll make a really cool clock. So I just left it for ages.
Enough.
And then I lost it. But no, the story about me getting my Tamagotchi is a bit awkward.
Oh, right.
Because basically, I was at my nanny and granddad's.
Yes.
And my sister, because I was I'm a bit younger than my sister. My sister and my cousin... and I think two of my cousins went with my nanny to go pick up my other cousin so we could all be together because we don't get together very often. especially when we were kids. And so they went off to get my other cousins. When they came back, they all had Tamagotchis because they'd stopped off at Toys R Us to get everyone a toy. I didn't get one because I didn't go. So I was the only one who didn't have a toy, and I thought it was really unfair that they all got one and I didn't. So I cried a bit. And then eventually I was given one as well. But it didn't feel right. I felt tainted. Because, and that's the thing that always really annoyed me, because like my mum and dad are always very much about being fair.
Yeah.
And I wasn't used to my sister getting a present, and then I'm not getting one, even though neither of us have done anything particularly special to get one.
Amazing. We've had a message in
from
Gary in Huddersfield, and he sent in something that he really loved in the 90s and that were really popular in the 90s, and I've never heard of them.
Okay.
Now, during the next song, so we're going to go into another song in just a second, I'm going to show you, Maisie, and I'm putting it now.
Please tell me it's not a naughty thing, is it?
No. You can go to our Facebook page, www.facebook.com/squabblebox on siren, or just type in squabblebox on the search bar on Facebook. And go and have a look at these. They're basically, Maisie, flowers in a flower pot that sing.
Oh, I've seen these.
I've never heard of them before, but they look creepy.
Oh, maybe they're not the same ones I'm remembering.
And I've never heard of them before. I've never seen them before in my life. And maybe that's something that I missed out on in the 90s. But if you want to go and have a look at them, you can do. If you're recognising what we're talking about, they're like flowers
and
they've got sunglasses on. And apparently they sing and dance and move around. If you know what they're called, get in touch, let us know. But I'm going to post it on Facebook now so that people can have a comment on it. Keep getting in touch with us. Let us know all of your favourite memories of the 90s. At Siren FM on Twitter. studio@sirenonline.co.uk on the email. The Facebook fan page, Squabblebox.
Or you can text in at 077 97 800 716. Or you can message us via the Radio Player app.
Yes, you can.
Now, as well as memories of the 90s, there's the favourite tunes of the 90s.
Yes, and someone's got in touch. this is Becky from Lincoln, who has got in touch to say that she would like a bit of Eiffel 65, isn't it, Maisie?
Yes.
Eiffel 65 with Blue. Stay tuned to Siren FM.
Yo, listen up, here's a story about a little guy that lives in a blue world. And all day and all night and everything he sees is just blue. Like him, inside and outside. Blue his house with a blue little window and a blue Corvette. And everything is blue for him.
You're listening to Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. We're talking all about the 90s today. However, there has been other big news this morning, and we've tried to avoid it all morning, but we've been... The new Prime Minister, Theresa May, has been setting up her cabinet. For people who haven't heard already, George Osborne has been sacked as the Chancellor, Michael Gove has been sacked as the Justice Secretary, and Nicky Morgan has left her post as the Education Secretary. So that means that we are still waiting on the news. Oh, and also John Whittingdale has left his post as the Culture Secretary. So we are waiting on the news of who the new Culture Secretary will be, the new Education Secretary, and the new Justice Secretary, and of course the new Chancellor. That hopefully will be found out in the next hour or so. We might know as this show goes on. We'll keep you up to date with all the news.
More but important than that, Kai.
Yes.
I just caught a Charmander.
You just caught a Charmander.
In the studio. There's a Charmander in the studio.
So, Maisie's been playing Pokemon Go as the show goes on.
On 7% battery.
Yes. How have you been finding it?
So far, I've done is made a character. I haven't even given myself a name yet.
Yeah.
because my phone is on so low battery that it won't let me.
Yeah, I've been...
Did you just write the word Pokemon on the board?
I did. So we're talking all about the 90s today.
And we're going to step away from the modern Pokemon.
You can get in touch at SirenFM on Twitter, studio@sirenonline.co.uk on the email, the Facebook fan page, Squabblebox or Maisie.
Or you can text in at 077 97 800 716, or you can message us via the Radio Player app.
Yes, you can, as many people have done so far in today's show. We got so many messages in. We're still trying to find out what these plants are called that are seen, that apparently sing and dance. That's up on the Facebook page now for you to go and have a look at. They just creep me out. So Maisie, let's have a look at some of the messages that we have had sent in.
On a similar note to what your mother wrote,
all right,
Helen Smith has gotten in touch and said, my best memories of the 90s are playing with my little son, Gregor? I don't know how to pronounce it. I think it's Gregor.
Gregor. Maisie, keep talking. I'm going to come and have a read.
who grew up to be a siren presenter. It's Gregor.
Gregor Smith.
Yeah, Gregor.
Gregor Smith.
I get confused by names that
who
look
grew
like
up to
other...
be a siren presenter?
Yeah. I get confused by names that sound and look like other names. I'm dyslexic, I'm not just mean.
Apologies, Helen, we will work harder. So...
apologies to your son as well, I'm sorry. So, I'm ashamed.
It's okay, Maisie, don't worry.
I'm so excited. That's it, that's what I'm going to call my Charmander now.
So we're talking about the
90s. Out of respect.
Christopher from Lincoln has got into... What, are you going to call your child Gregor? Just...
Yeah.
Yeah,
as a peace offering.
As a peace offering, yeah. Great. So we've had a message in from Christopher in Lincoln who says, what I remember from the 90s is Rupert the Bear, the original Fireman Sam, and Postman Pat. Now, this...
I don't like the modern Postman Pat.
I don't like the modern... what's
Fireman
it called?
Sam.
Fireman Sam. Fireman Sam is modern. No. he looks wrong. I like the old Fireman
what
Sam.
It does annoy me a little bit that most children's TV that we knew was stop animation.
Yes.
Which I love. You know I love stop animation, but they're all being changed to digitalised versions.
Yeah, I liked Thomas the Tank Engine, which was obviously...
You liked Thomas the Tank Engine, you didn't like the movie.
No.
The movie was bad.
I tell you one show, though, when I thought of the 90s, the first thing, I was trying to think of some childhood TV that I liked, and one that I really liked that wasn't, that it turns out isn't from the 90s, because did you ever used to watch Mr. Ben?
Mr. Ben! My mum would show me a lot of childhood shows that she watched.
I had all the videos.
Mr. Ben,
and
Mr. Ben is awesome.
Mr. Ben, which for people who don't know, Mr. Ben was a TV cartoon character who used to go and...
He used to go to a fancy dress shop every day.
Try on different outfits and go do that job.
And yeah, he would be magically transported into that job. It
was
fantastic.
My favourite episode was where he went up in a hot air balloon.
My favourite was the zoo.
Oh, yeah, I remember that one.
The zoo was good.
Do you know when it came out, Maisie?
Oh, it was the 80s, wasn't it?
It's not the 90s. It's not the 80s. It's the 70s.
Really?
Like,
oh,
74.
Gosh.
So
oh, dear.
I was there like, oh, well, I need to think about what the 90s actually means then, Kai. But Postman Pat, you a big fan? Or were you a big fan?
Oh, actually, no, that wasn't one I watched.
You didn't watch Postman Pat?
I was obsessed with the Rugrats. I was obsessed with the Rugrats because my mum and dad liked watching the Rugrats because there's a lot of hidden jokes in there for adults.
Yes.
Which I will not point out.
SpongeBob do it too.
SpongeBob does it a lot. I didn't like SpongeBob that much, which is an evil thing to say, apparently. I wasn't super into SpongeBob, which people hate me for. I don't know why. Because it's the only reason I don't like it is because it has nothing to do with like any of the characters or the storyline. I just don't like it.
Yeah.
At all. It's too high-pitched.
What's this, sorry?
SpongeBob,
yes.
The whole situation, everything is just too high-pitched.
I think, yeah, but as a child...
Even as a child, it was too high-pitched.
Oh, you were that
child. No, I have very sensitive ears. As a kid, I had very sensitive ears, and they've gotten better as I've gotten older, but it's just too much.
Fair enough. But yeah, I liked the Rugrats. I had the PlayStation 1 game for the Rugrats.
Oh, the Rugrats games are the worst.
No.
They are terrible.
My family...
You wouldn't be saying that if you played them now.
We used to always always play the golf one.
Okay, the golf one wasn't that bad.
But it was before they, because they did a spin-off game, which was just Rugrats playing golf.
Yeah.
But then the one that I used to play was a Rugrats game that had golf as a little mini challenge in there. So you had to go to a certain place in the house and you went through a portal to out of space.
Yeah. Interesting thing, did you know that Tommy Pickles, one of the main characters in Rugrats, is based on the Doctor?
I didn't know, Maisie, but we're going to have to go into the news.
So yes, we
people,
are.
So people can get in touch in the many different ways. At SirenFM on Twitter, studio@sirenonline.co.uk, on the email, the Facebook fan page Squabblebox, or the text message 07797 800 716, or via the Radio Player app. Let's go into the next song, Maisie. We'll be right back at just after 12 o'clock.
Like your radio local? Tune in to Siren FM 107.3.
Six, seven, eight. Yeah, so that was Steps with 5678. If you've never been to a disco, then you probably never heard that song. But
see, discos slash children's parties of the 90s were the best.
Oh, definitely.
Because I remember the first party I can remember ever going to was my friend's. I won't say her name, but my friend's party. I had a new party dress. I had new tights. I was very excited about the tights because they had dogs on them.
Yeah.
But we were playing, and before we went to the party, my mum took me to Sainsbury's to buy a toy for her, wrap it up, put it in a bag, gave it to her. But most importantly, and the most tragically, I cut a hole in the tights.
Oh, no.
I tripped up because we were just having too much fun listening to Steps.
No, I used to like Steps when I was a kid. In fact, my dad was a kid's DJ. Well, he was a DJ and he did children's parties as well. And he had a lot of Steps in his
repertoire.
In his repertoire. And I remember we had a CD at home, which was, I don't know what album this was. I think it was just entitled Steps. And I don't know if you recognise it. But it was basically the top half of the CD was their heads on one way, and then their heads were pointing the other way as well. Do you recognise that, Maisie?
No, I had the only music I can remember from my very early childhood was I didn't listen to much Steps. I did listen to a lot of S Club 7.
Oh, right.
My sister had cassette tapes.
Oh, maybe it was S Club 7, not Steps. No, no, it was definitely Steps.
I'm sure it was.
I get confused. But there was so many. I look back at some of the 90s music now and I think that is so cheesy. But it's so, like, catchy and I love it still. I still think that 90s music's better than what a lot of stuff's been put out today. But I think every generation thinks that.
Every generation thinks their music was the best.
I grew up and my parents telling me, no, the 80s were the best and even the 60s and the 70s. And, like, I go, well, you know what? And people think that we should be behind the 90s when really we've spoke about this earlier. You know, but I do love some 90s songs. We played Love Is All Around by Wet 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 earlier on, and that is the biggest selling song of the 90s. I love that song. So you can get in touch and let us know about your favourite memories of the 90s at Siren FM on Twitter, studio@sirenonline.co.uk on the email, the Facebook fan page Squabblebox, or...
Or you can text in at 07797 800 716, or you can send us a message via the Radio Player app.
Yes, you can, as Anthony from Peterborough has sent in. Anthony, we're not allowed to read your message, so please keep it clean. But we are going to go on. But thank you for getting in touch. We just can't talk about what you were getting up to in the 90s. So we are going to move on to talk about Justin from Ohio. Our American listener has sent in saying, I said second what Sam from Lincoln was saying. Ghostbusters was a huge part of my childhood. I would watch VHS on repeat, and I have watched it so much that my parents would hide it from me. Every time I would watch the cartoon, I'd run to my room and grab my proton pack and put it on. I'm 30 years old, and I'm going to watch the movie later this evening. I've also been collecting Ghostbusters stuff recently, like Kai does with wrestling figures and Maisie with rhinos. Mm-hmm. I'm like a kid again. Another thing was Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, or for back for us, we had the Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles in the UK. I'll get into that in a second. He says, I have been a fan of both so long that I have no memory of becoming a fan of them. I just have always been one.
Aww.
Now, I want to focus in on the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
What are Teenage Mutant Ninja Heroes?
No, Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles.
But they're ninjas.
No, this is what I'm saying.
But they're ninjas.
In the 80s.
Yes.
Our parents will remember the Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles because that was the UK version.
But they were still ninjas.
But we weren't calling them ninjas because they felt that that was too... I did some research on this for a podcast. They felt that that was too violent for children, so they became the Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles.
Too violent? What?
For our generation, now I wasn't a big fan of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles because there was a bit of a lull in popularity during our childhood. Yeah. My friend's brother, who was a couple of years older than me, Josh, he lived down the road from us, he was a big fan. He used to do art as well, and he'd draw big pictures of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. But we had the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles for our generation.
Yes. And they're back.
And they're back
with
now.
A vengeance.
They're back with a vengeance.
And Megan Fox is only helping them.
They've just brought our new film as well. Which is apparently really
good. I like that you say they, as if the Ninja Turtles are actually behind it. Like, they're in the cutting room floor going, no, I didn't like that
cut. Yeah, well, they've been trying to break the UK for a while. They weren't sure whether Heroes wasn't really working out for them. So, they got together in the little ninja suits and decided, yeah, we're going to be the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles again and do a film and get a wrestler to be a part of it.
Who's in it?
A wrestler called Sheamus. He's an Irish wrestler. And that links into another thing that Justin sent in here, Maisie.
Yes.
And he says, another great memory from the 90s is, Maisie, cover your ears. She's not covering her ears, guys. Was WrestleMania 12 on March 31st, 1996. The main event was Bret Hart versus Shawn Michaels for the WWF Championship. They were and still are my two favourite wrestlers of all time. And then he finishes it off with, and Kai wasn't even born yet. Now that, I believe, was that was Justin's 10th birthday as well. And that was one of his first memories that stick out in his mind of watching wrestling. He's a big wrestling fan like I am. But yeah, I wasn't even born for his... I like to say that to him to make him feel old. Yeah, like, I wasn't even born when your favourite moment happened.
Oh, see, this is, I always feel really old. Like, I don't feel old, but I like to make other people feel old. Like, my sister claims that I make her feel old. She's only 3 years older than me.
Yeah.
Because that's the interesting thing. I mean, not to go on Pokemon Go too much, but this is how obsessed people are getting. My sister messaged me out of the blue at like 11 o'clock last night saying, are you on Pokemon Go? This was before it was released in the UK, but there are ways of getting it. But I decided, no, I'm going to wait for the UK release so that I can enjoy it properly. And she said, okay. And then she went on for an hour, like, it just messaged me every now and again about Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
Even though I had no way of actually knowing about anything she was talking about.
We've spoken about it. I'm not a big fan of Pokemon, but I will try out the game, and I'm glad to see that people are getting outside and going out. It's a lovely day today. We've got wonderful weather here in Lincoln. I'm just getting up the temperatures that are outside here. We've got highs of 20 degrees today, Ooh. Lows of 11 degrees, sunny intervals throughout the day. We're not expecting any rain, and the sun will be...
You know what that means.
The sun's going to be out until it's long days now. We're getting to those long summer days. The sun is not setting until 22 minutes past nine this evening. So you've got a long walk planned, Maisie.
I have. Today, I'm going to catch so many Pokemon.
I did find this funny because our flatmate, her boyfriend, is a big Pokemon Go fan and he's been out playing it. To the point where
I woke up to them arguing about Pokemon Go.
Because she'd woken up to him not there because he'd gone out on like a 2-hour walk going and playing Pokemon Go. He'd lost track of time. He'd walked 6 kilometres looking for Pokemon.
This is the interesting thing though, because Pokemon Go actually has been promoting better mental health because it's convincing people to go outside.
Yes.
It's not some people claim it's tricking you to go outside, but there is a way of actually doing it without going outside. There's you can get offline maps.
Yeah.
And play it in your house. But it's making more people go outside. It's making more people appreciate the summer, appreciate nature, and it's giving a lot of people a better outlook on life. So there are those positives. However, there are some negatives to the game, mostly in some of the places where you can catch Pokemon and there are certain hotspots and training centres and all that stuff that are in inappropriate places.
Yeah.
And so I think the best thing to point out is, one, be very careful of your surroundings. It says so as you open up the game, be careful of your surroundings. Obviously, don't play it while driving or operating any heavy machinery. Also, if you are in a place that would be considered disrespectful to get your phone out and start playing a game, don't do it.
Yeah, I can totally see that. And now that that's all out of the way and we've got let's go into another song, Maisie.
Public service announcement
today. Do we have any more 90s songs lined up?
Well, in the spirit of school discos, Don't Stop Moving by S Club 7.
Yes.
We'll be right back after this. Yeah, come on. DJ got the party started. There's no end in sight. Everybody's moving to the rhythm. Taking you to places that you've never been before, baby.
You are listening to Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. We are Squabblebox. Today we're doing all about the 90s. However, I do have to be the boring one again, Maisie. Give us a couple of updates from BBC News as it has just come out in the last few moments that the new Justice Secretary has been announced as Liz Truss. For people who don't know, Theresa May, the new Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, is forming her cabinet as we speak. The new education secretary is Justine Greening, and the new secretary of state for international trade is Liam Fox. There have been a number of high profile sackings over the past hour and a bit, including Michael Gove and George Osborne as the justice secretary and chancellor respectively. If we find out any more news as the show goes on, we will let you know. But back to the 90s, Maisie.
Yes.
I want to talk about, because one thing that I always find, and you've touched on it recently, where people said, oh, you guys are born in the... You guys don't remember these things like VHS tapes.
I get told by lecturers all the time that, oh, you guys have it so easy. You don't remember when stuff was like this. I'm like,
you don't remember a time before Facebook. I know, and I go, like, yes, I do.
Yeah, I remember a time before Facebook. I remember a time before DVDs. I remember a time when cassette tapes were still around, even though CDs were as well.
Yeah.
I remember getting really annoyed because my family were quite late to the DVD game.
Yes.
Quite late to the DVD game. So, and there was a phase where you used to get DVDs with toys. So, like, especially with sort of Barbies and My Scenes and Bratz, some special particular doll would come with a DVD of a movie, of an animated movie that doll was supposedly from.
Yes.
I couldn't watch them.
No, why?
because I didn't have a DVD player.
Oh, of course.
Because we were
yeah.
so late. I didn't get a DVD player until I was
late.
12.
We got one, not straight away, but quite soon. But we always still had our VCR, VHS tape yeah. player. I also had a cassette player in my room to play,
yeah,
play my
I
cassettes
remember,
on. I used to have...
I had the most amazing cassette player. It was bright blue, and it had, where the speaker bit was, it had pink flowers.
Yeah.
That was the best Christmas.
My grandma's car, until about 2 years ago, still had a tape deck.
Aww. I think my grandma until recently had a tape deck.
I always find it funny that the in-betweeners take the mickey out of... Because when Simon in the in-betweeners gets his new car, I always remember watching this episode with my granddad and him laughing hysterically at this moment because they all take the mickey about his tape deck every time they go around. Because Will's going round Simon's car going, it's nice, it's lovely, it's a funny colour, but, you know, it'll do, it drives... Oh, is that a tape deck?
Yeah.
But I love it. And, you know, the in-betweeners take the mickey out of Lincoln, so you know, yeah. It doesn't matter.
Well, speaking about Lincoln University, it is actually a Pokemon Go hotspot.
Right, we're gonna move on from Pokemon Go.
I'm so happy.
Right, so we're gonna talk about some of the stuff that people had if you grew up in the 90s. I'm on this website now, 50 signs that you grew up in the 90s.
Okay.
And we know that these things may have existed before the 90s and may have been popular in your childhood before the 90s, but this is stuff that I remember having.
This is stuff
when
that
I was
this particular website is
Amazing.
Telling us we should know.
How was your destiny decided when you were a kid?
Oh, pick a number, pick a letter. Pick a colour.
Pick a letter, yeah, the fortune teller. I could never make these.
Oh, I could. They're easy.
I'm going to have to try
to
make one.
I will show you.
You could like flip the. They were like fortune teller pieces of paper.
Yeah, it was a very simple origami that you wrote in the little squares.
Yes.
And you would colour stuff in. And basically you would go up to people and say, pick a colour. Then you'd spell out the colour, moving the thing up and down. It's really difficult to explain.
Yeah.
But basically, it was just a folded bit of paper that you could play with and supposedly tell people their future.
Yeah. I think that they were very, very... Well, they were very popular when I was a kid.
Mm.
At primary school, everyone made them.
Yeah.
And everyone... That's how a lot of people told people that they fancied them
and
stuff like that.
Oh, that's actually kind of cute.
Yeah, I know. looking at some of the other ones, hooked leggings and scrunched socks.
Hooked leggings?
Hooked leggings.
Hooked.
Like that, Maisie, where the...
those aren't a 90s thing. Those are a dancer thing.
No, but they were popular in the 90s.
We didn't wear them.
We're more naughty.
To be fair, when I was in the... Oh, God. In the 90s, and I'm sure my mother has pictures of this, because I was a toddler for most of the 90s, I had this pair, the most 90s pair of dungarees you'll ever see. They were corduroy, for a start. Corduroy pair of dungarees that were in four quarters, all a different colour. They were adorable. And then underneath it, because my dad's a bit of a hippie... tie-dye t-shirt.
Do you have a photo of yourself in the 90s? We want to see it. If it's embarrassing, that'll be even better.
If my mum is listening, I want her to send me that photo.
We'll
I love
send
that
them
photo.
In and we'll put them on the Facebook page at SirenFM on Twitter, studio at sirenonline.co.uk on the email, the Facebook fan page Squabblebox, or
you can text in at 077 97 800 716, or you can message us via the Radio Player app.
Let us know all about your favourite memories of the 90s. One more, Maisie, that I want to mention before we go into the next song.
Okay.
And that is pagers.
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 Yeah, pagers.
You're not pronouncing the er, but...
Pagers. Pagers. That's how I say it. Pagers.
You say pages and pagers.
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 It's the same thing. It's just my accent.
Your accent is really covering up the ER sound.
People who don't
I
know
don't
what
know anyone who's ever had a pager.
I don't, but I always remember, for people who don't know, a pager was a little machine that you would keep on you and it would buzz when you've got a phone call or something.
It would buzz you a message. It was pretext.
Yeah, so it'd be
pretexting.
Like, it would buzz you a number to ring.
You would call up a number and tell it something that would then get sent on in text form to someone else.
Which is amazing, really, for that sort of time.
I'm pretty sure there was a person in between.
Yeah, I've never had one, but I always remember that I used to do pantomimes.
Yeah.
And when, for years, I did this pantomime for about 10 years, and every year we had the same message at the beginning where they go, can everyone please turn off their phone call? And it was a pre-recorded message from about 10 years previous. So it's like, please turn off your phones. People are like, yeah, we can leave it on silent nowadays. So just before I left, about 2 years ago, before I left for university, they asked me to re-record the intro, and this company now go around and use this.
Yours?
Yeah, mine.
That's pretty cool.
And that was before my accent softened as well.
Oh dear, so it's really deep, sort of.
There's just a recording of me going,
turning around and saying, could you please turn off your fax machines?
Yes, I'm going, please turn off your phones, put them on silent, and if you have any pagers, please switch them off now. And then I go, who has a pager?
Do they use that
yeah,
bit?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I know, it's brilliant. So remember, keep sending in your messages. Let us know all your memories of the 90s. Stay tuned to Siren FM.
Hiya, Bobby.
Hi, Ken.
You want to go for a ride?
Sure, Ken.
Jump in.
I'm a Bobby girl in the Bobby world. Life in plastic, it's fantastic. You can brush my hair.
You can't talk over that bit. That bit's the best.
We were going to talk over it, and then we thought, no, we won't.
They're confessing their love for one another. Well, Barbie's telling Ken.
It doesn't seem
to be reciprocated.
That was Barbie Girl by Aqua. We are Squabblebox, your interactive entertainment show right here on Siren
FM. We're having way too much fun.
We are. Today we're talking all about the 90s, as you can probably tell by our wonderful song choices today. You can get in touch in the many different ways. Let us know about your favourite memories of the 90s or give us any song requests. studio@sirenonline.co.uk on the email, the Facebook fan page, Squabblebox, @SirenFM on Twitter, or
you can text in at 07797 800 716, or you can send us a message via the Radio Player app.
Have you ever seen Maisie? Home Improvement.
Yeah.
Have you? Because there's this thing here that's been sent in that says, Home Improvement, you watched every episode in the hopes that one day Wilson showed his face.
Yeah.
I've never seen it. Explain.
Okay, Home Improvement was a man who I completely forget the name of right now. I've completely forgotten the actor's
name. I've kind of put you on the spot.
You have a bit.
Yeah.
But basically, it was about a man who did a DIY show, very famous DIY show, and it was about his life and his kids, and he had a neighbour called Wilson who would always peer over the fence, and you would either only see his eyes or you would only see his mouth.
Ah.
So even though everyone knew what the actor looked like,
yeah,
you never saw Wilson's full face.
Oh, that's it. That's cool.
It was really interesting, though, because when it started, the three boys who played his sons ended up growing up really quickly.
Yeah.
So by the end of, because it was quite a long running series, by the end of the series they were all nearly adults.
Yeah.
That's how long it went on for. I'm surprised you've never seen it.
I've never seen it, no. I've heard of it, but I've never seen it. The other bit of TV that I want to mention is Supermarket Sweep.
Oh, my mum used to watch this. I don't know if that's embarrassing her by saying so. My mum used to watch an awful lot of daytime TV.
A Supermarket Sweep, Dale Winton.
I remember watching it with my mum once and going, Mum, what's wrong with the telly? Because he was so orange. I thought the telly was broken.
Oh, for any of our American listeners who may not know what we're talking about there, just Google
Dale Winton.
Winton and you'll find out more. Another one, Maisie, Silly Putty.
Oh,
did you ever have Silly Putty?
I wasn't allowed Silly Putty.
It made stains of the walls.
I wasn't allowed crayons for a long time because I kept drawing on stuff I wasn't supposed to.
Oh, no.
I was banned from felt tips for a long time.
I tell you what I did have at the very, very late 90s was the... do you remember them? They came in like a little pod and they were aliens.
The alien, yeah. But no, I don't think anyone I knew had the real ones. We all had the knockoff ones that you could buy at the corner shop.
I think I did as well. But I was always told, like, I don't know whether this is true, and it's probably not, because
probably.
Now I'm thinking about it in my head, I'm thinking this is This is
yeah.
Not
there were lots
true
of rumors about these things.
I was always told that if you put two of them in the same pot together, they would create a baby.
They never did.
They never did. Oh, that's my childhood ruined me.
I think what happened was I think a trick was played on a couple of too many kids, and it became like law. Yeah. It became canon. As well as that, because I had the knockoff ones, they would get. They would dry out really quickly, even if you kept them in the thing. They would dry out really quickly, and what ended up happening was they would end up getting tears in them.
All right.
And I told my sister, sort of like, oh, mine's getting all messed up. And she went, no. That's because when you're asleep, he goes to his home planet and he's defending his home planet, and he gets into the big alien war, and that's what all the cuts and bruises are from.
Oh.
I believed her.
Oh, no. When did you stop believing her? Was it today?
I think it was only
she's
about a week.
She just messaged in now.
It was only about a week. It was only a year ago that I found out my sister cheats at Monopoly.
Yeah, I know. So another one that I want to mention, Maisie, is I don't know whether you ever did this at school.
Mm-hmm.
I did for one of my lessons, but I know it was popular in the 90s, making book covers.
In what sense? Like
in the,
wrapping
you
your...
You would take like your English book
and
you would wrap it in...
We weren't allowed.
...paper bags, and you would then be able to decorate it
how you
wanted.
We got told off for drawing on our books, even if we'd wrapped stuff around them.
Well, we weren't allowed to do it for most lessons. However, I did take after-school Latin classes because I was that kid, and our teacher got us to...
That wasn't in the 90s, though.
No. I'm saying that's something that was popular in the 90s, but this is my experience of it. We used to wrap up the Latin books in paper or wrapping paper, and then we could draw over them and do what we wanted and decorate them. It was so that they looked nicer. But did you ever do this with your books, Maisie? I know we're not recommending that anyone does this on any of their school books, but did you ever draw an S with six little lines?
Yeah.
And then you could sort of make them out with a...
Yeah, and it looks a bit like the label for Suzuki.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
I've never thought of that.
It looks like this. I remember doing it because my dad had a Suzuki for as long as I can remember. He used to have a couple of second-hand cars, and then he got a second-hand Suzuki, and he's stuck with that label ever since. Label brand manufacturer, that's the proper term when you talk about cars. I know nothing about cars. And so I always looked at it and thought, why are people obsessed with these cars? Because people were always doing it. I didn't realise that it was just a weird thing people did.
Another thing I want to move on to talk about, Maisie, is before we go into the next song, and that's a book. And I don't think it came...
Book.
Yeah, I don't... I'm not sure whether it came out in the 90s, but it was definitely popular in the 90s, and that's Where's Wally?
Yes, or Waldo, if you're
Or Waldo
listening
for
America.
American listeners. The first one came out in 1987. However, they then came out throughout 1990s.
Yes, of course they did.
Where's Wally in Hollywood came out in 1993. So
I didn't have any Where's Wally books.
I did, and I wasn't very good at them.
I'm a little okay at them, but the issue I have is that I don't have Where's Wally. But as an adult, I have two different Find the Person books. I have Where's the Doctor, which is the Doctor Who one.
Oh.
And I have one that my dad bought me because he thought it would be funny. He bought me Where's Jesus, which is a book which is literally you have to just find Jesus.
Well, you know what? That's interesting enough. I have one, but I'm not allowed to talk about it on air.
Was it a naughty one?
Yeah, it was a naughty one that someone bought me.
Are you
going to
talk?
I'll tell you during the next song.
Tell me no next song.
I think it's time to go into our next song. When we come back, we will be giving the answer to the quiz at about 10 to 1. So stay tuned for that. Our quiz question, in case you missed it earlier, is we want you to name all the members of the pop group from the 90s, Steps.
Who've reformed many times between
now
and the 90s.
And let us know all the members of Steps at Siren FM on Twitter, studio@sirenonline.co.uk on the email, the Facebook fan page Squabblebox.
Or you can text in at 077 97 800 716, or you can message us via the Radio Player app.
What are we heading into, Maisie?
We are heading into Don't Speak by No Doubt.
Mm-hmm.
used to be together, every day together, always. I really feel that I'm losing my best friend. I can't believe this could be the end. It looks as though you're...
I know what you're thinking, and I don't need your reasons. I know you're good.
You're listening to Siren FM. That was No Doubt by... No, that was Don't Speak by No Doubt.
Well done.
We are Squabblebox, your interactive entertainment show right here on Siren FM. We got a few messages in. We're talking about the 90s. We're really quickly finishing off today's show.
So are we going to do a lightning round?
Yeah, we are. The flowers that we mentioned earlier were called the Rockin' Flowers, and they were dancing flowers. And they're still available to buy now.
Yeah, I've seen people with them.
We've got a message in from Gary in Huddersfield, who's also sent in. he's also sent in a picture of him during the 90s, which is ace. We'll put it up on the Facebook fan page for people to go and have a look at. But there's he sent in a message saying, "What about the Teletubbies? I had to queue up outside Toys R Us for you at 5 a.m. in the morning to get you that for Christmas."
Okay.
Yes, I was a big fan of the Teletubbies.
I liked the Teletubbies. I didn't like the bit where it popped. You know, when during the title sequence, the Teletubbies would be written in bubbles and it popped.
Yes.
I always hid for that bit because I was that child.
It's quite sad.
And but I had a La La hat, hat that made my head look like La La. And somebody from my another, and this is the interesting thing, my mum swears down that another mum stole it from the cloakroom while I was in reception. Yeah.
Ooh.
There was some tension in the playground.
Going into the other things that we've had sent in, Lynn from Huddersfield has sent in, "Why are you and Maisie watching the new Postman Pat and Fireman Sam?"
Because we're students with nothing better to do.
We spent 2 hours yesterday watching Catchphrase.
Not even the new Catchphrase, the old
Maisie
Catchphrase.
Maisie and Becky, our flatmate, get annoyed that the new Catchphrase don't...
It has in three people.
And in the opening, they're not catching the phrase.
But that was the whole point of the pun. Oh.
And then we got a message in from Alicia in Huddersfield who says, "Pokemon Go? No. Aiden, her boyfriend, bought a DS a few months ago to play Pokemon. He's been wanting Pokemon Go for about 8 months and now only just realise that it's ridiculous. Children are going to be on their phones walking around and not looking where they're going. They could be hit by a car or anything. Why walk to catch Pokemon when you could just catch them on your DS?"
Because the whole
get
point,
out of the house.
The whole point is to get out of the house.
Get
it's actually
some fresh
been helping.
Air.
It's actually been helping people with agoraphobia, the fear of going outside.
Definitely. But that's great. You know what? We respect your opinion.
No. I understand. A lot of people don't see the point in it, and it is because it isn't a full Pokemon game. It's not the same as the other Pokemon games. It's a completely new format. So a lot of people have rejected it as like it's not working. Actually, interesting enough, if you go on the all of the comments, most of the comments on the actual, at least on the Google Play Store, are very negative.
Yes.
A lot of people don't like the game.
Well, we'll see how things go over the next week. Maisie, another couple of things that I want to mention is the toy that we put on the Facebook page that you've just told me what it is.
You didn't know what it was,
no,
but
I
you
didn't
put
know
it on
what
the
it
Facebook
was.
Page.
It's a Furby.
It's a Furby.
It's a Furby.
Furbies are evil.
Why are Furbies evil?
Because there are reports of people taking the batteries out of Furbies and they still go.
That's quite scary.
Actually,
they're creepy looking. They're really creepy looking.
You know, have you ever seen Gremlins? It was a great film from the 90s.
Yes, they do look like Gremlins.
The Gremlins are inspired by Furbies.
Oh, right.
Because Furbies are so freaking terrifying.
I'm not a fan. Not a fan. They look scary to me.
My sister had a Furby, and I don't think we played for it for very long.
Well, thank you everyone for tuning in today's 90s version of Squabblebox. Now you can go off and download Pokemon Go and have some fun.
The server's
go
working.
Catch them all. we have been Squabblebox. We've been here from 11 to 1 here on Siren and FM. You can tune in for many different things coming up, including 5 till 7pm today, Drive Time on Siren FM, 8 till 10pm, the R&B show with Jess Ratcliffe, and then 10 till 11, finishing off the night with Spoiler. There are other shows that are great on Siren, including Simply Jazz, which is back on Tuesday with Tom Stevens, 12 till 1 o'clock, going to be a great show. Tune in for that. Also, we are going to be around on Saturday.
We're not sure
what time or where from, but keep in touch with us on Twitter at Squabblebox or on our Facebook fan page, Squabblebox on Siren, and we'll let you know when we're going to be around. There's an open day here at the university, so pop down, say hello, and we'll show you around the studio. We're really looking forward to it, and we sure are looking forward to being back on Monday for hashtag Ask Us Anything.
Okay, and just quickly before you go, and as I turn the music on,
yes,
you have to give us the results for the quiz.
We do. The winner is Gary from Huddersfield, who gave us the answer, the name all members of the pop band Steps from the 90s, Claire, Lisa, Faye, Ian, H and Lee. So, Gary, you are the winner. Congratulations. We're going to be back on Saturday. Stay tuned to Siren FM. Thank you for listening to this episode of Squabblebox on Siren FM and on the Trending Topics Network, right here on the Trending Topics Network. We encourage you to check out all the other great material that Siren FM put out on a weekly, daily, hourly basis by going to www.sirenonline.co.uk. We also encourage you to check out all the other great material that the Trending Topics Network is putting out there by going to www.trendingtopicsnetwork.com, where you can find other such podcasts as the European Uppercut Podcast, Rasslecast, the Spanish Announce Table, Loo Chat, Old School at the Movies, 10 to 1, The Tuts Experience, One Up Club's Heads Up, and much, much more. And of course, don't forget to come back and join us for the next episode of Squabblebox.